BBC News. The United States has announced the suspension of talks with Russia over Syria. The State Department said Moscow had not lived up to the terms of a ceasefire agreement last month. It accused Russia and Syria of intensifying their attacks against civilians. The Russian Foreign Ministry said it regretted the decision. A spokeswoman accused the US of trying to shift the blame onto Russia after failing to fulfill the terms of the agreement itself. In a further sign of worsening relations between the United States and Russia, President Putin has halted a long-standing deal on the disposal of weapons-grade plutonium. He indicated that cooperation could resume if Washington lifted sanctions imposed on Moscow following its intervention in Ukraine. The Colombian government's chief peace negotiator has offered to resign following the rejection of a peace accord with FARC rebels in a referendum. He said he took full responsibility for any errors in the negotiations. The Italian Coast Guard says more than 5,500 migrants trying to reach Europe were rescued on Monday, one of the highest numbers for a single day. It says they were picked up from dozens of overcrowded boats which had set off from Libya. The New York Attorney General has ordered the charitable foundation of the U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump to stop fundraising in the state. Officials said the foundation wasn't properly registered. A United Nations peacekeeper has been killed and several others seriously wounded during an attack on a base in northeast Mali. The UN mission said the casualties were in two vehicles hit by an explosive device. Weather forecasters have warned that life-threatening flash floods and mudslides are likely in parts of Haiti as a powerful hurricane bears down in the country. Jamaica is now expected to be spared the worst of the storm. BBC News.